Dr. El Sheikh, thank you so much for, you know, providing some of your expertise and insight here. How did you get into studying and working with cybersecurity? And you know, going off of that, how have you seen the practice evolve since you got in?
Well, first, thank you for having me on. It's an honor to be talking with you and talking about this important topic. So certainly during my time at the University of West Florida, as a university, you know, we have been looking at topics that are increasing importance, and cybersecurity quickly rose to the top of our list during our strategic planning efforts. And so over the past several years, we have been expanding our initiatives in cybersecurity, including our educational programs, our research. So that's kind of how I've gotten more involved in the cybersecurity field. The exciting thing about it, to answer your second question, is that as we see, it is a quickly evolving and always rapidly changing field. So the threat landscape continues to evolve. And so for me, it's really about making sure that we stay, you know, not just one step, but two or three steps ahead of the curve, and working with innovators and, you know, collaborators across academia, government, and industry to bring together the best minds and the best practice models to solve solutions that'll keep our state and our nation ahead of the curve.
And speaking of our state, obviously, were involved in developing the curriculum, which the Department of State used for training supervisors of election in their staffs. You know, what went into developing that?
Well, we certainly looked at, you know, national best practice guidelines for cybersecurity, and specifically worked with the Department of State in terms of, you know, what the work, who would be involved and what kind of knowledge and information and skills they would need for elections, supervisors, what specifically they would need. So we made sure that the curriculum was very up to date, was very tailored for elections personnel, and also very tailored for Florida to the extent that's possible.
You know, what does an election staffer need to, like you say, vulnerabilities and threats? What sort of things do they need to be aware of in 2018? And what are the threats and what are the vulnerabilities, if you had to characterize them?
Well, certainly it starts with, you know, core, you know, topics, such as understanding kind of how cybersecurity impacts, you know, computers, systems, networks, and certainly critical infrastructure, such as voting systems as well. In addition, it's a lot of foundational knowledge in terms of looking at, you know, what are the different types of vulnerabilities, as you mentioned, being able to talk about, you know, malware such as viruses or worms, being able to talk about web-based attacks such as SQL injections or spyware, being able to talk about phishing attacks. We've seen vulnerabilities, happen due to somebody clicking on a link in an email. So, it comes down to kind of foundation knowledge that really everybody, I think, needs some level of. It's just a matter of how much in depth does that need to be.
And, you know, talking about different kinds of threats, was this training more heavily targeted at addressing offshore cyber attacks or domestic or both?
I think it really focused from the inside out in terms of looking at within an organization, within an elections office, and for those personnel, what would they need to know in terms of understanding the different types of threats and vulnerabilities? What would they need to know about, you know, how to protect data and ensure the integrity of data? What would they need to know about resources that are available to them, whether Florida state resources or national level resources that could help them in their roles? Because they have very important roles to fulfill in terms of our elections process and system. And, you know, cybersecurity needs to be weaved into that at every level.
Well, Dr. El Sheikh, that's about all I have for you for questions. I thank you so much for coming on with me today.
Thanks again for the opportunity.